New research has revealed the average UK company is expecting to double in size over the next 5 years. Smaller businesses are proving to be the most optimistic about their growth prospects. Earlier, The Seven spoke to Robin Fole, who's head of business banking at Santander. He's told us what this means for the future of firms across Shropshire.
Well, what the Santander research has shown us over the course of the last few months is that despite those very difficult trading times that we're seeing at the moment, there is an underlying optimism over the course of the next 3 to 5 years, where businesses are expecting to grow, and of course, from a Shropshire point of view, by anything up to 50% over the next 5 years.
Would you say that banks are perhaps lending more because there was a time when they weren't really willing to give money to businesses?
Well, I can only really speak from a Santander perspective on that point, but we're certainly very pleased that we've increased our lending every year for the past 3 years. Last year, our lending rose 26%, and already in the first 6 months of this year by 27%, which in real money terms shows that we've lent actually £2.1 billion to small businesses so far this year.
So for companies that are looking to sort of expand and get bigger, what sort of advice would you offer them?
A number of things, but if I may whittle them down to three key things.
Certainly.
Firstly, a well-prepared business plan, not just for the bank's benefit, but of course actually to articulate where the business is going. What is it all about? How much funding it would need? What its marketing strategy is? Just a number of the key areas that one would include within a business plan. Secondly, cash flow forecasts will show ultimately how the business will be profitable and, should it be raising finance, ultimately how it would repay that finance. The bank ultimately, for example, would be making an investment in that business. But thirdly, and I think most importantly, it's the business owners themselves. They are one of the biggest selling points for either growth or indeed in a relationship with a bank. Demonstrating their passion, their commitment and enthusiasm to their business and to their products makes an enormous difference.
And just finally, would you say, is it a bit of a concern that we still aren't out of the woods in terms of economic recovery? Is it a risk that companies are looking to get bigger before we're probably back to how we should be?
It's a risk they are considering. There are very difficult and turbulent times, as we know, at the moment. But what the research is telling us is that despite trading their way through that and being very focused on trading their way through that, they are looking to grow once they're through that.